The fall brings some fall festivals with us, and the Lorain County Community College's Learning Centers are hosting a series of open house events in the fall in September and October. Here to talk about that is the Director of School and Community Partnership with LCCC, Cindy Kushner. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning. How are you?
We are great. Excited for this family fall fest and open house. Talk a little bit about the idea behind having these at the different locations throughout September and into October.
Sure. This is our opportunity to just welcome families into our center so they can get to know us a little better and we can get to know them. We have lots and lots of really fun activities for kids, but there's actually activities for all ages. So we have things like pumpkin painting and face paintings, music, food, fire trucks, police cars, balloon artists, of course, our Fab Cab, which is really popular for kids to make things using digital tools.
What's the reason, I guess, many, you know, just sort of to let people know what's going on in those buildings and how they can take advantage of the different educational services there?
Yes, that's absolutely what it's about. It's about learning about the opportunities that the learning centers can connect them to, whether it be short-term training for parents, dual enrollment opportunities for the kids that are in high school or middle school where they can start taking college classes that early. But even other free services, like we have open computer labs where if you need to print something or you need your internet's down, you know, things like that happen to all of us. Come on in and use those services. We're here to help support your progress forward.
Cindy, the University Partnership Ridge Campus in North Ridgeville, I think is maybe a bit different than the other two learning centers. What do you have special going on there?
That's absolutely true. That center is really an IT and healthcare hub for us. So we have a lot computer, as far as the programs that are offered there. We have computer science and engineering. We have our health simulation center there, where there are what looks like mannequins, but they're actually computerized and they can. They can cough. They can have symptoms. They can tell you how they feel. They're really a lot of fun. And I know we like to showcase that equipment while the kids are there. But we also have a lot of the same other things there as far as at Fall Fest. So they have – it's actually a trick-or-treat themed one, the one at the Ridge Campus, because it's so close to Halloween. So the kids will come dressed and they'll pass out candy along with all the other fun things with the pumpkin painting, face painting, food, music, and so on.
Again, the first one is coming up on Wednesday, September 14th, from 4 to 7 at the Wellington location. What do you like about the Wellington location?
Well, Wellington is really a lot of fun. It's partially outside and indoors, and it really has a fun vibe because we always have live music there, and the kids start dancing. Actually, everybody starts dancing a little bit. It's laid back, but it's a lot of fun, and there's really something for everyone. Pepper always makes a special appearance at the Wellington Center, and she's our robot that our students in our computer information systems classes, they program them. I'm not sure what to call Pepper, but Pepper will talk to you about current events. She'll tell you about Lorain County Community College. Pepper's a lot of fun. The kids always enjoy Pepper.
We know about the big campus in Elyria, and this is the way, obviously, to branch out to different areas of the county to stay connected with the learning from Lorain County Community College. So September 14th is the first one. On Wednesday the 28th, over at Lorain at their Learning Center as well. And then, as we mentioned, University Partnership Ridge Campus has the October 13 event. Lots of fun activities going on. Do people need to register for anything or just show up? Or what's your recommendation on the best way to enjoy these?
Well, we always appreciate if they want to RSVP, you can do that from our website, but it's certainly not required. It just helps us plan a little bit better for the food. We want to make sure that no one goes hungry.
What kind of food do you have planned, and is it coming from your culinary institute, or where have you come up with the ideas for that?
Well, our Spitzer Conference Center will help with the food there, but a lot of our students from culinary certainly work there, so it's kind of a combined effort. Usually fall themed, something that the kids like to eat, as well as I know last year we had chili and soup, so it was really quite tasty. And easy to eat at a festival.
Well, absolutely, and it's getting to that fall weather, some of that hearty food that we need in the weather as the temperature kind of starts to get into the fall. The Fall Family Fall Fest at the LCCC's Learning Centers. If people want to find out more about these events, where's a good place to get some details on that?
It's right on our homepage. So if you just Google Lorain County Community College or go to lorainccc.edu, you'll be able to click it right from the homepage, and you can see more about it. Or if you didn't have a pen to write down the dates, you could check out the dates there as well.
Sounds good. It's September 14th, the 28th, and the 13th, and we'll be out at a couple of those enjoying some of the afternoon fun with the kids and the folks at Lorain County Community College. Cindy, we appreciate your time this morning and look forward to seeing you at some of these fall fests.
Very good. Thanks so much for having us on.
Thanks. Appreciate your time.